And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of February, 2012. It is the birthday of George Washington, Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1732, whose favorite foods were mashed sweet potatoes with coconut, string beans with mushrooms, cream of peanut soup, salt cod, and pineapples. He lost all of his teeth except for one by cracking Brazil nuts between his teeth and got dentures made out of a hippopotamus tusk and was constantly in pain, which he alleviated with the use of opium. It's the birthday of the philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer, born in Danzig, now Gdansk, Poland, 1788. Family was Dutch. His father was a successful merchant and shipowner, his mother a writer and a friend of Goethe. The family moved to Hamburg, and the boy apprenticed in the family business, but when he was 17, his father died, and Schopenhauer left the business to study philosophy at the University of Berlin. Schopenhauer, who believed that human reason is limited, that the universe is essentially unknowable, that happiness is an illusion, our desires can never truly be satisfied, and the only way to attain peace is by keeping low expectations. He believed that the nature of life is suffering, so happiness is simply freedom from suffering. He also believed that women were childish and meant to obey. Schopenhauer never married. It's the birthday of Edna St. Vincent Millay, born in Rockland, Maine, 1892. She was in high school when she read her poem Renaissance at a poetry reading, and a woman in the audience was so impressed that she paid Edna's way to go to Vassar College, a poem that begins, "The world stands out on either side, no wider than the heart is wide. Above the world is stretched the sky, no higher than the soul is high." It was on this day in 1878 Frank Woolworth opened the first of his 5-cent stores in Utica, New York. The store went under by May of that year, and he tried again the next year, this time in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and included some merchandise priced at a dime, so it came to be called the Dime Store. It was different from traditional stores in that the merchandise was out there on tables where shoppers could pick it up and look at it. It was not hidden in a back room behind a counter. And it was on this date in 1632 Galileo published his book Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief World Systems, in which, as gently as possible, he argued against the belief of the Church that the earth was not the center of the universe, and that, in fact, the sun is the center of the solar system and the earth is circling around it. The book was placed on the Church's Index of Forbidden Books the following year. Galileo was tried, convicted of heresy, and spent the rest of his life under house arrest. Here's a poem for today by Barton Sutter, "The Thousand-Foot Oarboat." To live until we die, the job seems just impossible. The great weight of the past pushing us forward, the long future thrust out before us, and so little room to either side. The least we can do is stay sober, look sharp. The 1,000-foot oarboat slides through the ship canal and eases beneath the bridge, all engines thrumming, including the pilot's heart. A poem by Barton Sutter, "The 1,000-foot oarboat," from Farewell to the Starlight and Whiskey, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.